All right, what's going on at the Better Business Bureau today?
Well, Scott, I got a couple of things. Friday, very early, I got in, and which is unusual for me, but breaking the speed barrier was your own Ben Downs,
oh,
who sent me two emails in the matter of a couple of minutes, and almost before our IT people at council back in Arlington, I'm sorry, in Alexandria, Virginia, sent us the little news that, oh, yes, there's a new phishing email that's going on using the BBB. And once again, they're coming out and saying, oh, there's a complaint against you. But the way the thing reads is it should be so obvious to most Americans that this is not coming from anybody that's in America. But Ben got two within a couple of minutes of each other. One of them actually said, was worded a little differently, but it said, you're getting ready to be revoked. You are getting ready to be
revoked
if you do not respond to this by clicking on the link below.
Of course, yes.
And what I really want to let the listeners know is, if you get one of these, the easiest way still to find out that this is a scam and not to do anything other than delete it completely off your computer is to look to see what address they're putting at the bottom. Mm-hmm. And at the bottom, they put an address in Arlington, Virginia. You will never get anything about a complaint locally in our 18 counties for our BBB unless it has our address at 418 Taro Street, College Station, Texas.
Gotcha.
So delete it and then delete it again out of your, send it to your spam folder, your junk mail, and then delete that whole file and get it the heck out of there because you do not want to click on that link.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. Number two, we had a little bit of good news for you consumers out there who have been trying to sell your timeshares. The FTC has been working on this for a couple of years now. Federal Trade Commission, this is on their website, and you can go read more about this. I'll only give you some highlights, but go to www.ftc.gov, and there'll be a big, big news release on this, but 191 actions brought by the FTC and its law enforcement partners all across the nation, really. 28 states, 25 actions brought by law enforcement in 10 other countries. They're trying to shut down, Scott, these guys that go and tell you that, hey, we understand you've got a timeshare that's for sale. We've got a buyer for it. No, we don't really know where it is, but we got a buyer for
sure,
it.
Sure,
you know?
Exactly.
And
we've got tons of buyers who are ready to buy any place.
Right,
yeah.
And I think I've probably fielded three or four calls of this nature since I've been at the BBB. So you can understand, multiply that by how many states we have in BBBs. But essentially what happens is it's usually a condo that you own. Now, you don't own one, do you, Scott?
Not anymore. I had one, but not anymore.
Okay, thank goodness.
Yeah.
So,
and the company I dealt with sold it for me. I had no problem. They happened to, but they're a big company too.
So. Okay.
Anyway.
Well, and there are some legitimate ones out there, but you just have to do a little bit of research. Don't be so quick to jump on the bandwagon. But it's usually a condo in a popular vacation spot. They usually have high maintenance cost plus annual fees, as you probably remember. They're hard to resell, and there's too many that are up for sale. This was something that was very popular back in the day. I don't think they're as popular these days, but there's a lot of people trying to sell them because of the economy. So here's what normally happens. You have a timeshare that you're wanting to sell, and somebody calls you out of the clear blue and says, hey, I got a buyer for you, but the next thing they're going to want is money. They're going to want money, and they're going to tell you, well, we've got filing fees, and we've got closing costs to do, so a lot of times people don't think about it, and they just send them $2,500, just as an example, and guess what? They'll never see that money again, nor will they hear from those folks, and you can call them till you're blue in the face. That's why this thing says they're even busting people in 10 different countries.
Oh, my. Wow.
Yeah,
wow,
because a lot of them are in the Dominican Republic.
Ah, okay.
But this was helped out with by the BBBs of West Florida and also the BBB that works in Washington State. So it's all over. They're covering the whole United States. And if you want more information on this, like I said before, go to the www.ftc.gov, and there's a wonderful little chart in there that kind of a reminder of how to not get burned on this. So
it's a nightmare situation.
If you have other questions about it, just give us a call, 260-2222. We'd be glad to help.
All right, there you go. It's Bill McGuire here on Alternate Mondays from the Better Business Bureau.